The Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team wrapped up their season last weekend. Senior running back Stephen Battle with us. Congratulations on the great day that you had.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coming into a new team and a new school for your senior season might be a little overwhelming in your mind. How'd the year go?
I thought it went pretty good. I mean, it definitely wasn't the ideal situation, but the team welcomed me more than anything else. So, I mean, it made it an easy place to come to. You know, it fit in really well with everyone, so it was a lot of fun.
How'd you get along with Dustin Croplin?
Me and Croplin, you know, coming in, I didn't have a whole lot of like for him, and he didn't really like me very well at the same time. But, I mean, at this point, we're best friends here. So, I mean, that made it a lot easier because we just meshed really well together.
You had a great day on Saturday. The more touches do you get, the more comfortable you feel in a game?
Absolutely. I mean, especially after you get that first hit out of the way, you just need to get all the nerves out of you and then just kind of keep picking it up as the day goes on, and that seems to be what happened on Saturday.
14-3 at the half turned into 45-3 in a hurry. You ever seen a game get away that quickly?
No, I don't think so. I mean, yeah, it seemed like they were going to try to stick around for a while. I mean, our defense was on the field almost the entire first half, and that kind of, you know, wasn't a whole lot of fun for the offense. But second half came around, and defense showed their true colors.
You had two touchdowns on, I think, 7 plays. The first 3 plays were all you. I think one of the next 4 was not you, and the others were you. Has it ever come that easy before?
I don't think it ever has. I mean, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a game just 3 plays, touchdown. Next drive, 4 plays, touchdown. So, I mean, that made the game a whole lot of fun at the very beginning and just slowed down until halftime, but picked right back up in the second half.
The way that the season progressed, you knew that you'd have to play well down in St. Cloud to have any chance of continuing your season. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. Then you look at the playoff brackets and see that St. Cloud's in. And Concordia is going to the Mineral Water Bowl, and you're 1 game back instead of 2 games back. How frustrating was that news on Saturday or on Sunday?
Well, I mean, because originally going in, the way we looked at it is we needed to beat St. Cloud to go in, and everybody had lost to make it possible for us to go to the Mineral Water Bowl. Come Sunday, St. Cloud ends up in the playoffs. I mean, that makes it 10 times more devastating. So, I mean, it's definitely a big blow, but not a whole lot we can do about it now.
Looking back on the season, and this isn't a fair question because you can't go back in time, I'm sure there's a couple of plays, a couple of games that you guys as a team want back, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, if there's probably one game that I could take back this year, it would definitely be Augustana. We played terribly during that game, and that kind of ruined the whole season, kind of. I mean, had we beat St. Cloud, it wouldn't have, but at the time it did. So, I mean, if I could take one game back, it would definitely be that one.
What's the future have in store for you?
Well, graduate first. I got 6 courses left. I had a baby during the season, so enter fatherhood, and then just see where life takes me, I guess.
What are you majoring in?
Small business management and entrepreneurship. So,
there's a whole lot of different places you could go with that degree, isn't there?
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully, you know, I end up owning my own business. I don't really want to work the whole 9-to-5 thing. It's not that enticing for me, but, you know, got to do what you got to do, right?
You're from Grand Forks. You want to stick around here, or where would you like to live?
Actually, looking like we'll be in Bemidji for quite a while. My parents are in Grand Forks. My girlfriend's parents are in Brainerd, so Bemidji's pretty much the halfway point, so it works out pretty well.
Again, congratulations on a great year and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.